And the postgame show brought to you by the law offices of Sorey and Hoover continues. Brian Houston with Johnny Vaughn, and we are pleased to have, fresh off of his victorious scaling of Mount A. Martin, Coach John King is with us tonight. How you doing, Coach?
I'm good. 83 steps, and the last three were the worst. Straight up.
I'm telling you, it's like altitude's like 5,000 feet.
It's a climb.
I'm telling you. Well,
maybe that's why they're so fast around here. They climb these steps all day.
It would take some working to get those things going. 56-7. Johnny and I looked at the highlights of Lufkin and A&M consolidated before we watched your game tonight. We fully expected this thing to be a war, and it was over at halftime.
Well, we did too. I mean, you know, nobody came down on that bus thinking it'd be 56-7, but you know, we didn't let three get going. The big running back, you know, that's been their strong suit running ball with him. He's a really good back, and I felt like our front six did a good job of keeping him hemmed up. He did have a couple of big runs. We didn't give up a big pass play, you know, the throwing game with max protection. We gave up a couple we should have been on top of, but other than that, we didn't give up the big play. We forced him to throw the ball, didn't let him run it, you know. Then offensively, I thought we were clicking pretty good there in the first half. Made some big plays, made a big one at the end of the half, get the jailbreak screen and push it to 42-7, you know, and then the second half, you know, we got a little sloppy, a couple of penalties, shut down drives, but other than that, I thought it was a pretty good night out of our kids.
Tadarian Boone with another pick six. Your defense keeps scoring points.
Tadarian Boone is instinctive. That's to put it mildly. He knows how to find the ball. It's amazing how he finds the ball. He's in the right place. Read the route combination and picked the ball, ran it in, and he's a good football player. Undersized, playing inside linebacker for us, but you know he finds the ball. He's instinctive and can make plays, can tackle an open field. But I thought the whole group played well tonight.
2 weeks ago, you made the comment at the end of the Marshall game after we talked that you really wanted to try to get a lot of kids in because, you know, you wanted to make sure they stayed engaged and stuff. Mm-hmm. In doing that, you find a kid like Kelvin Washington that hadn't played much in the first two ball games, does some spectacular things last week. Now he's a regular part. And the kickoff returns, he had one for 72 yards. He had a touchdown run. I mean, that's got to be a find.
Yeah, well, we knew what we had there. He was young, you know, just a sophomore, you know, we were going to bring him along gradually. And, you know, we decided to take Joe Lee and Kelvin. We call him Boosie. I was going to call him Boosie. We'll put them back deep on kick returns and give Taylor Tatum and Jalen a break from there. You know, let somebody else touch the ball and also, you know, keep those guys a little fresher. So those guys can make plays. And I can tell you, Boosie, don't feel the football is dangerous. He's a slasher, and he's got foot speed. So he made a couple of great kickoff returns for us, had some good runs offensively, and so did Joe Lee and all the backs. I mean, I thought, you know, Jose Soto and Brandavion Stevenson ran the ball well, too, you know, when their time was called.
The defensive goal line stand down there, again, your whole defense, I mean, every area of the game, you guys were outstanding tonight.
Two big ones down there in the red zone, yeah. And you know, we're going to punch the ball out of there. I thought we were doing a pretty good job of moving the ball, and we get a high-low call, negates a first down and puts us in, second long, and we wound up having to punt. You know, things like that just kind of threw us off in the second half. But I thought defensively, yes, that was a big stand for us. And, you know, we held them on another fourth down, too. I forget where somewhere along the way this game seemed like it started at noon.
I thought, too, Elijah Johnson had an outstanding game. I said on the broadcast, he looks like somebody just looking to find contact, somebody he'd run into. He is tougher than nails.
He's built now. He's stout, and he's a good runner. He can catch the ball in the backfield. He can just do a lot of good things for us. And, you know, it's a good 1-2 punch to him and Taylor. So it gives us an added dimension, you know, that, you know, to our offense and kind of makes it hard to defend.
It's going to be hard to explain to people at home, but that team that you played tonight is a talented football team, and you saw what they did against A&M Consolidated last week. What does that say about your football team that you put them away that easily tonight?
Well, they're talented. They've gotten better every week. They got 12 sophomores playing up, too, so they're still a little bit inexperienced, you know, but they're definitely a better football team this time now than they were last year. You know, and it was our night. We made some plays. We're playing with a more experienced football team, you know, our quarterback's a three-year starter. Mm-hmm. You got a guy like Jalen Hill. You got a Taylor Tatum, A.J. Johnson. You got an offensive line that I don't know how many combined starts they have, but, you know, we're pretty seasoned in that area. You know, as it meant post the last couple of years, every play was a new play. You know, it seemed like you have to teach something new every time you snap the ball. But that comes with, you know, understanding the verbiage, understanding the scheme, and being able to apply it to what you see, you know, on the field. So, and then defensively, hey, those guys are back. Our kicker's back. We've got a good sniper in Andrew Tutt. You know, so, I mean, we've got a solid football team.
No kidding. I'd say solid is a good way to put it. So, 1-0 in district now, undefeated 4-0. Really have still waiting to see you get tested in a ball game. Does that worry you at all?
Tested. Hell, we've tested all night. I don't playing Lufkin.
Doesn't look like it, though. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you're right. I mean, we haven't been in a one-score game. We hadn't been in a two-score game. We're in a situation where you're behind and have to come back and win a game. We hadn't been there. But, you know, I just want to tell the kids, quit worrying about the scoreboard. Just play. Play the next play. Flush whatever happened, good or bad. Go play the next play. If you do that, then, you know, you're going to play better. You sit there and worry about what's going on with the scoreboard, and you can't get, you know, get it all in one snap. You just got to earn it. Go back and earn it. And the way we practice, the way these kids work on one another, ones on ones, twos on twos, however we prepare during the week, they understand what it takes. And, you know, they've done a great job of flushing things. Of course, you always, every week's a new week. Who knows what's been said, you know, away from us. You know, when you get them back on Monday, you always, you know, worry about what kind of influence they might have been around over the weekend, whether it was good or bad, or somebody pumping them up too much, telling them how good they are, and they don't come and work the next week, you know. So if you don't put in the work, you're not going to perform at a high level.
Well, I was just thinking probably the toughest games they play are on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Isn't it?
Well, it's pretty physical.
I bet.
We've had to alter some things. I mean, and that comes with having an experienced football team. Is Coach King getting soft? No, you know, no, I'm not. But, you know, how many times, and these old hags we got that used to play for me, tell me how many times we got to run right 56 if we know how to run it. You know what I mean? When you don't know how to run it, they know what I'm going to say. Run it again. And run it again. And run it again until we know how to run it. But
that's
just, I mean, yeah, we get in good quality work, and if it's good, and it's the way it needs to be, the physicality, the tempo, the execution, on both sides of the ball, then, you know, we don't have to run as many reps. You know, maybe instead of doing 24 reps, we do 18 instead, you know, or something of that nature. So you can scale back on some of that and save some of it for Friday night.
Right.
You got to be happy with the quarterback play this year.
I'm extremely happy.
He's just been steady, makes the right throws. I mean, I've been really impressed at how he's played.
Well, there's nobody that's put in more work in developing to be what he is today than that kid. And I'm not talking about just the quarterback mechanics. I'm talking about in the weight room, in the offseason, you name it, understanding our offense. He's a three-year starter.
Yeah. I mean,
he understands everything. And, you know, and it's very similar to when we had Haynes. It's almost like he grew up, you know, in the field house where he goes home with me. I mean, you can tell Jordan something, and he's a very intelligent kid. You can tell him that, and it's not, you know. And he understands our offense. He understands football. He understands what the opposing defenses are doing. And then you put that with his physical development and how well he's throwing a football, and he can run it. You know, he can run it with physicality. And don't really want to run him too much, you know, but run him enough. So you know, people know we can do it. But, no, Jordan Allen's played well, and Andrew Tutt's getting better. I've been pleased with him. I mean, so, you know, it's nice to have two high-character, intelligent guys like that that you can have that are going to try to execute your offense.
56-7 tonight. Okay, no, you're probably heading to College Station. Today was a tough day for your son, I'm sure, with all the news coming out that Max Johnson's going to start tomorrow night against Miami. And you getting ready for a game and having to deal with that, too. What was that like?
Well, I can tell you, we've known since early in the week. You know, you can put two and two together. And probably, to be honest, might have known after the game Saturday that something was going to happen. My son's a tough kid. He'll push through this. There ain't one way through it. That's to push through it. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. Mm-hmm. Nobody's just going to throw their hands up and quit. He's got to keep working. Who knows when his next opportunity is going to be? It may be tomorrow night. It may be later in the year. Who knows? Maybe next year, 2 years. That's the business of college football, and particularly quarterback. You know, I'm going to go support the Aggies. You know, and he's going to do the same thing. You know, and that's kind of what it's about. Hopefully they play better, and they find a way to win a ball game. They definitely need to play better. in a lot of areas. He just wasn't a quarterback. But he's the quarterback. He's like the head coach. Too much credit, too much blame.
I was about to say, I mean, I saw a lot of things that were wrong the other day to pull the quarterback. There could have been 50 guys that needed to be benched.
You dang right. And five of them with their hand in the dirt would be the first five I'd start with.
So it had to be kind of tough. Just, I mean,
it is.
You know, as a coach, what it's supposed to be like, but you also, as a dad, though, that's got to be a tough thing to have to hear.
It is tough, you know, and I'd be lying if I said it wasn't on my mind all week long. Mm-hmm. You know, and not necessarily who's going to start and what's, but right. worrying about his mental health and, and you know, because that's a tough thing to stomach, you know, and all this hoopla about you becoming a starting quarterback and after two games you're being replaced and, you know, kind of being the fall guy in a sense. But, hey, that's the nature of the quarterback position. But he's a Lobo. He going to Lobo up. So, you know, it's I had a great conversation with him today. Probably the best 20-minute conversation he and I have had in a long time. And it was nice to hear.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you, we're all pulling for him, and I think he's going to get another chance before the season's out. I'm pretty certain of that, the way this thing's going. I bet he's back on the field a lot tomorrow night, as a matter of fact.
I just hope good things happen. You know, being a coach and being a dad, I mean, and trying to be both at the same time, you know, it's sometimes can be tough, but you got to see the big picture.
Absolutely.
You bet.
You ready to scale downstairs
I'll
now?
Tell you where I'm going, Dan. I'm going to go over there where I saw my boy Mean Gene over there. I'm going to go down that rail by Mean Gene, and he's going to be in front. I'm landing on him.
Hey, Coach, congratulations.
You bet,
really,
man.
It was an awesome game tonight and terrific performance.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. John King, the Longview Lobos head football coach. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap this thing up. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Hey, thanks very much to the sponsors of Longview Cable, Kilgore Cable, First Choice Personnel, Bish RV, Soapy's Car Wash, Telco Plus Credit Union, Longview Orthopedics, The Bug Police, Christus Good Shepherd Medical Center, Flood Out Restoration, McDaniel's Quality Body Works. 56-7, Longview wins it over Lufkin tonight. Johnny Vaughn, any final thoughts before we turn you loose and let you head back to Longview, Texas?
Well, I think you got to look a long way to find about anything that Longview did bad tonight. I thought this was a great effort against a good team. I think it was important to have play a team of this caliber and win the game, and especially in the manner that we did.
It was an awesome ball game, Johnny. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. As always, did a great job and appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you next Friday night at Lobo Stadium. Back home, finally.
No kidding.
Three out of four. I'm ready to get off the road for a while. Hey, thank you very much, Johnny Vaughn. All right, Brian Houston here again. The final score tonight by a score of 56-7. It is the Longview Lobos winning over the Lufkin Panthers. Congratulations to the Lobos. Thanks very much for listening tonight. We're going to be back at Lobo Stadium next Friday night as the Longview Lobos will continue district play. They will take on Lancaster. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with the Coach John King Show, 7:30 the kickoff. We hope that you'll join us then. For Johnny Vaughn, I'm Brian Houston. Again, the final, Longview 56, Lufkin 7. You have been listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.